The Revolution with Jim and Travis back. Now, here's Austin Matheny, a contestant on The Brigade, Race to the Hudson, Mondays 8 p.m. Eastern on Outdoor Channel, presented by Outdoor Channel, Sportsman Channel, World Fishing Network, and My Outdoor TV. Here are the boys.
Hey, we're back. We're talking Whitetail Habitat Solutions on this week's show. Before the break, we had old Lee Lukoski on with a two-parter, but right now we're being joined by Austin Matheny.
Austin Matheny, he's a contestant on The Brigade Race to the Hudson. You have to watch it Mondays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Outdoor Channel. This is 10 people. Actually, Tracy was eliminated. Now it's just 9. They have to go 750 miles in 28 days to possibly win 500,000 smackaroos. I wonder if that's Canadian or American currency.
Ooh.
I don't know, but this man right here, Mr. Austin, he is a bearded Viking. How's it going, homie?
It's going great, guys. How are y'all doing today?
Yeah, now, we watched the fourth episode this week, and we've been following it as it appears.
Oh, so good.
But you're one of the toughest guys on that whole crew. I mean, you said, hey, get in your boat. Let's shoot these rapids. Did you have a problem with holding back?
No, not really. Just because of my experience throughout the years and my knowledge on reading whitewater, and those pack rats, you know, they're pretty self-explanatory when you get in them. I mean, it's not like sitting in an actual kayak where you have to rotate your hips and there's, you know, all kinds of crazy movements. So the balance is a little bit better for the most part. So I was just ready to get through it and have some fun.
Yeah. Now, when you guys first kicked off, there was a 10-man brigade, or 10-member, I should say. You know, it was part men, part women. But you guys have to go 750 miles in 28 days to York Factory. It's called the York Factory Express Route. Now, as we get farther into this, and like Jimbo referenced a second ago, the fourth episode aired earlier this week. We're learning that this is getting tougher and tougher as you go. And you guys just got through a hiking portion of your trip, which was just absolutely grueling. But one thing, you know, I'm sitting here and I look at these packs and it looks like you have 7 or 8 people just on you guys' backs. It looks like a lot of stuff. How much did each of those packs weigh individually?
Well, going into it, everybody, you know, they brought their own gear, and you kind of distributed how you felt like what you were going to need throughout the hiking stretch. I've always been low weight, minimal stuff, and just, you know, get by with what you can, which luckily ended up helping out, you know, because I was able to put more weight on me and so were a bunch of other guys and girls on the team. And but I would say probably the average pack was, you know, 65 to 80 pounds at any given time, just depending on what you were carrying.
Well, that's as much as some of those gals weighed, isn't it?
Pretty damn close.
Oh, man, that is absolutely amazing. All right, Mr. Austin Matheny, he's a contestant on The Brigade, Race to the Hudson, Mondays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Outdoor Channel. You have to watch this show. Now, you are, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but a third-generation whitewater rafting guide with over 20 years of experience. It was really interesting when you got to the pack raft portion of this past week's episode. It seemed like there's a lot of people with hesitations. Carly was definitely one of them. But I think you and Matt have a lot of experience in this area, but he was kind of annoying me, to be honest with you. He was almost like having your mom along, you know, out there. He's wanting to go ahead and check out all these rapids.
Austin, should you do that?
You know, for a class 3, it wasn't that big of a deal. I mean, you finally got fed up at the end and you're like, I'm just going to go shoot this, see what happens. It's not that big of a deal. And that turned out to be the smart move to make.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes, I mean, when you go into it and you've done it for so long and you know how to read water and you kind of got an idea of what's underneath the water. And, you know, if you know there's not any crazy rocks or if someone falls out, they're not going to be in real, real danger of foot entrapment or anything like that. You know, sometimes the best way is just to run it and not overanalyze everything and sit there and waste a bunch of time. I mean, a lot of those rapids are pretty self-explanatory when you look at them. I mean, all that water goes to one area. I call it looking at the green tongue. It's where the slack water meets and it goes into the rapid. And, you know, you just follow that green tongue and stay on that line and just keep paddling forward and use that momentum and you'll get through it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is when you're going down through those chutes like that, none of them to me, and I've done a little bit of whitewater rafting, looked that treacherous. And I remember when Don tipped over, you guys had to yell at him, stand up. You know, were they afraid to stand up for fear they might get hung up like you guys had in your dissertation before you got into the rafts? That here's what happens. Don't stand up. Keep your feet in front of you, blah, blah, blah. Why didn't he stand up?
Right. Well, you know, going into any, you know, if you're going to be in whitewater, I always tell people, if you do fall out and you are in the main current, don't stand up because, you know, that's how you get foot entrapment. And that's when your foot gets stuck on a rock and that water, that pressure from the water forces you down, you know, face down into the water and you can't get up. But if you're to the side of the current and you're starting to get out of it, you know, swim to that eddy, swim to that bank and then stand up and get out. And he was, when he had fallen out, he initially fell out in the main current, but that rapid or that stretch of whitewater was relatively pretty long. And, he started making his way to the right side of the bank. And, you know, I was yelling at him, stand up and get, you know, get your footing. Cause he was getting banged up pretty good for a second. And I, you know, I know he's a strong man and, you know, I've given him confidence. It's like, you need to get out of that and just get back on the land and we'll, you know, we'll recover the, your boat for you and no big deal and just meet you down at the bottom. But yeah, he got banged up for sure, you know, that little stretch.
Yeah, now it's kind of amazing watching this. Obviously, you're a very persistent man. That's a nice way of putting it.
I would call it pushy.
But you know what it takes if you guys are all going to accomplish this. You have to keep motivated. You have to keep going. Sometimes you have to take chances. What I was kind of amazed at is sometimes, you know, like when you got to that third cache, once again, in this past week's episode, episode 4, it was like 6:57 at night or something. There's still plenty of daylight. Did you ever want to keep going? Maybe just another half hour, another 45 minutes, 60 minutes, whatever, just to gain that much ground? Or do you think stopping to rest was the best idea?
You know, there was definitely days where I was, you know, I was feeling fresh and I was like, man, let's knock out another big stretch and see if we can just get in it, you know, dark or whatever. And after you spend so many days with each other, you kind of get a routine of knowing how to set up camp. So like that wouldn't have been an issue anymore. But you know, it's a team game and team building exercise and, you know, race. So you have to have good communication with everybody. And if somebody, you know, wasn't feeling it or, you know, you just had to say, okay, and try to make up ground the next day. But, you know, going, you know, if someone's not feeling it, that, you know, you have to respect that because, you know, if they don't want to do it, they might make a mistake that gets them hurt or hurt somebody else on the team. So, you know, you kind of have to play both sides of it. But, you know, there's definitely those days where you can push everybody and get them going a little bit more than most.
Yeah, Mr. Austin Matheny, he's a contestant on the Brigade Race to the Hudson, Mondays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Outdoor Channel. All right, so as you guys are getting into this, was there anything you were not nervous about, you know?
Maybe hesitant?
Yeah, hesitant about, because obviously the hiking portion, you're a total stud. That wasn't an issue for you. The rafting portion, obviously, that was like a breeze for you. Was there anything that you were concerned that could be a struggle, could throw you off your game? Because so far into the Brigade, it seems like you're crushing this like a total champ. Was there? but seriously, was there anything you were going to be worried about?
Going forward, it was all about the team dynamic. Who's going to break down mentally? Who's going to break down physically? All those little injuries, nagging, you know, they'll start catching up to people. You making sure your feet are always dry at night and ready to go. Cause you know, if you lose your feet, you hurt your feet, you're done. So anything with your legs, make sure you can maintain that. But mostly it was just keeping everybody positive and keeping their spirits high and moving forward and just focusing on a goal each day and reaching that goal. You know, it's, getting to the York factory was the main goal, but you have to set short-term goals to build for that long-term goal.
Well, it seems as though that there was a lot of camaraderie. I know that at the end of the day, when you guys were through with the inflatables doing that float, everybody got hugs, you know. And I think that showed one thing, that you're looking out for yourself, but moreover, you're looking out for everybody.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that stretch, you know, in that whitewater, and, you know, it was new to a lot of those people. And, so it was cool to kind of teach them, Matt and I kind of helping out with them and teaching them and instructing them and building their confidence for, you know, moving forward into more whitewater and, you know, the stuff we had, you know, going in the future, stuff we hadn't seen yet. So, it was a cool team building day for sure. And, it definitely, helped out with a lot of those, you know, building the confidence in a lot of my teammates.
Yeah, Mr. Austin Matheny, a contestant on the Brigade Race to the Hudson, Mondays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Outdoor Channel. Make sure you watch the Brigade. Now, you know, we've all shared camps, whether it's hunting camps, fishing camps, rafting camps, with a lot of people, and it seems like everyone shows up.
I go to some more camps.
Yeah, and the first day, there's always a couple Rocky Balboas, all right? And then by about day five or six, you're like, well, you are so full of crap.
There are a lot of Pee Wee Hermans out there.
Was that the case with any of these guys or girls, or did they all end up being totally legit? I know you don't want to, like, dish on your friends, but, you know, by this...
Nobody's listening. You can tell us.
Yeah, by this point in this race, you're getting a good feel for each other and what they can actually do. Were you surprised or disappointed in other people's capabilities?
I was actually surprised at how, I was going into it. I knew that everybody was going to have different skill sets and, you know, not everybody's going to be on the same page or the same level of experience. So, but, getting through that stretch of the whitewater with those pack rafts, it was cool to see how quick and, you know, easily most of those, well, pretty much everybody learned to paddle that was uncomfortable being in that situation and just how well they adapted. So it was a pretty good surprise, you know, looking forward going, all right, these guys are coachable. They're going to listen. You know, they got respect for the water. They're going to want to do, you know, what the guy says to do. So it was reassuring in that fact. But other than that, everybody pretty much held their own. So it was great.
All right, Mr. Austin Matheny, make sure you watch the Brigade Race to the Hudson Mondays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Outdoor Channel. Now, I have to say, the scenery was just so spectacular.
Out of this world.
Better than any postcard. Was that kind of a bummer as you're sitting there thinking, oh, crap, we got to go so many miles today. We can't even stop.
And here I'm looking at my feet.
Yeah, to enjoy this once-of-a-lifetime moment. Was that kind of a bummer for you?
Yeah, there was definitely days where I was like, man, I wish we could just camp at this location for like a week and just hang out and explore, but... that's the cool part of watching this show and not ever, you know, going into it each episode and not ever seeing it before is I get to, you know, re-look and re-watch all this scenery. And, you know, there was days where you don't really pay attention to it because you're focused on the goal at hand. So looking back at it now, it's cool to see that all again and definitely want to make another trip up there and spend some more time up there to, you know, kind of redo some of that stuff and actually get to spend some time in that scenery.
Yeah. Now, when the show comes up on Monday nights on Outdoor Channel, do you have a bunch of your buddies come over and watch it?
I've kind of got a weird schedule with it. I've been watching it with my family and then I'll go, it's no big crazy party or anything. And, you know, I'm pretty low key here. So I'll watch it with a few friends and, you know, here and there, like last Monday, I went and watched it with, two of my friends that are married and their two boys and just kind of hung out. And, you know, mostly it's just my parents and family and maybe a few of their friends will come over every now and then, but it's pretty low key.
Yeah. Now I think you are very verbose and you know what you want and you go after it. Are people kind of surprised? Because when I watch these episodes, I can tell you're restraining yourself. Let's just put it that way. Are people surprised by your demeanor? I mean, you could tell that you're holding your tongue and you're trying to be civilized here. Are people surprised by how polite you're being?
Yeah, my friends are like, hey, well, they can tell by, you know, when I'm stroking my beard or when I'm getting agitated. But, you know, I didn't want to jump, you know, right into it and start chewing out people and, you know, saying, oh, it has to be my way. But I was constantly assessing the situation and thinking down the road of what kind of game plan I can make if something goes astray. So I've always been a patient, you know, for the most part been patient, but, you know, when it's time to get it done, it's time to get it done. And, you know, I'm not afraid to speak up and speak my mind.
Yeah. Now, once again, the Brigade Race to the Hudson Mondays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Outdoor Channel. This is 750 miles you guys have to complete in 28 days. It's so amazing to finally get. Hopefully, we'll have to wait and see in the season finale if you actually make it to York Factory. Now, let's say talking to Caleb, he pointed out two of his most revered people on the trip was Don Mann and yourself. He talked about your capabilities, your leadership, what you brought to the team. If you could single out one person so far, you know, we've seen up to episode 4. what is the one person you have the most respect for on the brigade and why?
That's a tough question. Let me think for a second. Because everybody has their own attributes and you respect, you know, everybody's, you know, a certain way. But I'd have to say Don, you know, just what he's accomplished and his goals, you know, throughout his life and moving forward and just his capability and just extreme knowledge on mapping and team building. And, you know, he might not have been the most experienced in certain aspects of the show, but he was a great, even at 60 years old, he was coachable. And he was definitely going to give you everything he had and give you also back the support if you ever needed it. So, having him as a teammate was very beneficial.
You bet. Hey, we've been talking with Austin Matheny, and he's a contestant on the Brigade. That's the Race to the Hudson. It's on Monday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern Time on Outdoor Channel.
That's right. Now, once again, we watch episode four. Matheny. He is the stud. He is the god of conquering, is what he is. Now, to learn more about you, Mr. Austin Matheny, plus other contestants on the Brigade, upcoming episodes, all that good information, social media. Where can we find you guys online?
Check us out on social media. It's the Outdoor Channel or the Brigade TV. And you'll find all the information you need to check us out and get in touch with us, and hope y'all enjoy.
All right, again, Austin Matheny, a contestant on Brigade, Race to the Hudson, Mondays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Outdoor Channel. You have to watch to see if they make it to York Factory and claim the $500,000. So exciting. But this has been presented by Outdoor Channel, Sportsman Channel, World Fishing Network, and My Outdoor TV. Mr. Austin, you're so awesome. Thanks for coming on, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Like talking to y'all.
Can I borrow your internet?
JimandTrav.com. Everything outdoors is right there. Stay tuned. The revolution will return right after this.